We're here previewing tomorrow's Ulster final. That's Donegal versus Monaghan for the third year in a row. Donegal, of course, the reigning champions. I'm here in the company of Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh in studio, and I've got Seamus Banty McEnany on the telephone. Seamus, from a Monaghan point of view, how does Monaghan go about winning the game tomorrow?
Well, you know, I'm intrigued by all you three Donegal men there on about a packed defences. You know, in fairness to Donegal and probably originally Tyrone, manufactured this scenario, as Brendan was saying, with Jim McGuinness at club level. You know, it's a very difficult... This is going to be an ugly game of football. There's no doubt about that. Martin's right. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I think 13 points will win the game, or certainly 1-10 will win it. Monaghan will set up defensively. That's how they beat Donegal in 2013. They were very, very defensive in their play. They're going to mirror, there's no doubt they're going to mirror Donegal and, you know, keep them within arm's length until close to breaking point. Now, the problem I see from Monaghan is doing that in 2014. And they met a Donegal team that was absolutely hyped up because they beat the previous year. But I think Monaghan is actually in a worse position in 2015 and 14. Donegal are better than they were last year. Paddy McBearty's playing far better football. You have Mark McHugh back in the team. And I actually have no doubt in my mind, had Paddy McBearty and Mark McHugh been playing in the All-Ireland final last year, Donegal would have won the All-Ireland. And that's how important that both them men are to the Donegal system. Mark McHugh is so important. He is, for me, the single most important person in the Donegal system of play. And that is actually, even though some Donegal people thought that Stephen Gallagher took Mark McHugh out in the Ulster final in 2014, he didn't. He caught him in a challenge. But that's how Monaghan, as far as I'm concerned, how Monaghan won the 2013 Ulster final, was because Mark McHugh didn't play in it.
Tell me, Seamus, in terms of team, any word of a team in Monaghan?
There's no team. I'll be sitting beside the Monaghan manager in about 20 minutes for my dinner here at Owen Lennon's wedding. Owen Lennon, which is probably not ideal for Monaghan's scenario. Owen Lennon has got married today. And we'll have X amount of players at the game. I suppose it's not ideal, but listen, when Owen made that decision, himself and his new wife made that decision, was obviously 2 years ago. He intended to retire, but he was dragged back into the scenario this year.
And in terms of Drew Wiley, what's the story?
Drew Wiley's a 50-50, I believe. He has some training done. I would expect him to play some part. Monaghan's defence is not as good without Drew Wiley in it. Because Monaghan's matchups, you know, Vinnie Corey will probably pick up Michael Murphy, you know, Drew Wiley would have picked up Colin McFadden, probably, you know, Ryan Wiley maybe on Paddy McBearty. But Paddy McBearty is a very, very dangerous animal at this minute in time, the way he's playing.
And that's animal in the best sense of the word. Tell me, in terms of what Seamus is there, Martin, what is the word, or are you getting any word on Patrick McBearty? We're reading today that he's clear to play, and there has been a doubt about him, and I know there's very little coming out of the camp.
Yeah, very little coming out of the camp, and I don't ask any questions, Tom. It would be a very unfair to ask. From the point of view is, you know, I think everybody can at the minute in county management is paranoid. But yeah. I mean, there's nothing. All you hear all over the country is there's nothing coming out of any camp anymore. And we have in-house games and we have challenge games behind closed doors and a lot of word coming out from them. But yeah, I know Patrick well, and you know, from the point of view, I've seen him playing in Kilcarran. I've never seen him missing a game basically with injury. He's one of these players that doesn't pick up injuries. I know we picked up the knock the last day, so hopefully he'll be fit to go. He keeps himself in good shape and everything else. And you know, he's an important cog, as Banty and Brendan have said here. He's a very important cog to Kilcarran or to Donegal because of the point of view, from the point of view of that, you know, he's physically big and strong, can win his own ball, and has got a lot of pace and is accurate. And that's what you need it. We look at teams at the minute, and they're from the Kerrys, the Corks, the Dublins. The Monaghans, if they do what Banty said, by playing Kieran Cusin and Conor McManus, they play the two physically strong ball winners in your full forward line with the way the with defensive play, teams playing defensively, you do that. So, you know, we look at the all James O'Donoghue, you know, Donoghue, you have Cork with the two players, you have Dublin always playing.
What do you make of Seamus saying there that there's a 50-50 chance that Drew Wiley will play and that he's going to play at some stage?
Well, look, the one thing you don't want to see any player missing a big match with an injury, and, you know, first of all, we heard it was crucial. Like, when you hear that, you know, you just feel so disappointed for the player. So it's great that it's not that and he's back. I don't know how much football he's played and everything else.
That's the point. Can you be out for a couple of weeks?
I think Banty's point is the matchups are very important in Gaelic football at the minute. Yeah. And Drew Wiley's probably there, as he said, for Colin McFadden. And if they don't, they have to change the system about a bit from they had all the years. So
Robin
from that
Peter,
point,
Robin but, Peter
listen, you'd like to see him play, even though, you know, people say it, but you'd like to see him. You like to see every player play.
Okay, we want to wrap up here and a quick run around. Is there anything else about Donegal that worries you tomorrow, Seamus, as you head to St Chinnock's Park?
You know, I think there is enough in the likes of Michael Murphy, Paddy McBrearty, Colin McFadden, McNeilis, and you know, they're strong in the middle of the field, with Neil Gallagher playing well and Michael Henney playing really well at the moment. They also have in their armour, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best tacticians in the game in Rory Gallagher. He is one of the best football brains in the country. And he, you know, I just give you an example. You know, over the last couple of games, Donegal has found a goal in the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game with long ball in on the smallest defender on the opposition. Paddy McBrearty scored one against Armagh. The other thing is, to be fair to Donegal, and you know, yeah, I'd be an absolute fanatic Monaghan fan and fanatic that they would win tomorrow. But if Donegal wins this Ulster Championship, I have to say it's the best Ulster Championship any team has ever won in the history of the GAA. They've beaten every team that has won an Ulster title since 1997 on their way if they win it. And they have played in 5 finals in a row. I think, you know, beating Tyrone, beating Derry, beating Armagh, and if they beat Monaghan tomorrow, will be an unbelievable achievement for us, an unbelievable group of players in Donegal.
And Brendan Kilcoyne, will they beat Monaghan tomorrow?
Yeah, I see the first 20 minutes as key in this game on Sunday. If you go back the last two finals, Monaghan kind of took assumed control of the game early in the match in 2013, and vice versa last year. Donegal took control very early in the game. So that opening period of the game is going to be key as to who can assume superiority in various sectors of the field. I think Donegal will just have enough. I think they're a better all-round football team. I think they're playing very well, and I think Banty alluded to there, you know, that Rory will have a plan in place to deal with this. And, you know, I just see Donegal scraping through in probably a low-scoring game.
And Martin?
Yeah, well, I tipped Monaghan on the start of the year to win Ulster, not because of the draw they were in anything else, but just from the point of view, I rate Monaghan highly, and I don't say that, and I hope I'm wrong in the sense of that way, but I think Kieran Cuse is one of the top players in the country. I think he's coming on every year.
And he plays well against us.
Plays well against us. Now, the problem is, as Banty has said, is do they play him inside or play him out? But whatever he's going to be playing, I rate him really highly. So I think it's a massive game. It's a very, very hard game to call. We can all say go for different people. I mean, I think it's a very, very hard game to call. Something can change it. A send-off can change it. Anything can change it at the end of the day. So I went for Mullen at the start. I hope I'm wrong, but I just think there's something in this Mullen team, and this is the year that they have to do it. If, you know, and I mean bigger things than Ulster championships for them, and I think this is the year that they're capable of doing. They went down this year and beat Kerry down in Kerry, which was a first in a long time to do that. And that's, you know, that's the kind of, what's the confidence they have. So look, as a Donegal man, I'm fearful enough for this match. I'd have to see straight. You know, I'm not saying that lightly just because of, you know, I'm Donegal and people say you're doing that. I'm not doing that. I really rate this Mullen team highly, and I think it's a big year for them.
And we'll leave the last word to you, Seamus. I know you've been highly praiseworthy of Donegal and high in your praise of them,
yeah,
and you feel that they're probably the better side. Tell me, is there any way you can see Monaghan win tomorrow?
Yeah, no, listen, there is every way Monaghan can win the game, because this is going to be a very, very low scoring game, you know, and Monaghan's going to be in it right up until till close to the end. They have a chance of winning. It's not the case, you know, like Donegal is not a team that beats you by 8 or 9 points. That doesn't really happen, you know what I mean? But Brendan is quite correct when he says, you know, if Donegal gets out, if either team gets out of the traps early and gets 4 points, like, Donegal will be in trouble if Monaghan go 4 points ahead of them. Monaghan will be in serious trouble if Donegal go 4 points. So, you know, a lead of 3 or 4 points is huge in a game between Monaghan and Donegal. But as I said from the start, I don't see Dáil Éireann being one outside of Dublin and Kerry. The only one team that can stop them is Donegal in the country, as far as I'm concerned. So therefore, I don't see Monaghan as Dáil Éireann contenders in the top three or four teams, just as we speak.
Seamus, thanks a million for that, and enjoy the wedding.
Thank you very much.